In Indonesia, police say they've arrested six more members of the al-Qaeda-linked terror group Jamaah Islamiyah. The group is believed responsible for the Bali bombing in October 2002 that killed more than 200 people and the subsequent bombing of the JW Marriott Hotel in Jakarta last year. The arrests come as Indonesia prepares to retry the leader of the group, Abu Bakr Bashir, on terrorism charges. Bashir was acquitted last year of being the leader of Jamaah Islamiyah. Now he's facing new charges under Indonesian anti-terror laws. NPR's Michael Sullivan reports from Jakarta.
Security officials had feared terrorists might try to disrupt this month's presidential elections in Indonesia. It didn't happen, but that doesn't mean the threat posed by the militants has receded. In the capital, Jakarta, security guards stop and check cars arriving at one of the city's luxury hotels. Trunk, chassis, even the glove compartment get a careful examination before the car is allowed through. Shopping malls, hotels, and other places frequented by foreigners all take similar precautions these days. No one wants a repeat of last August's attack on the JW Marriott here. By all accounts, Indonesia was slow off the mark in dealing with terrorism after September 11th. Then, a year later, came the Bali bombing. 8 months after that, the attack on the Marriott. Since then, says U.S. Ambassador Ralph Boyce, Indonesia has been very aggressive in going after suspected militants.
If you look at numbers, over 120 arrests on terrorism-related charges, that's the police. The prosecutors have convicted something, I think, between 70 and 80 of those. There's 20 more terror trials underway right now. I think Indonesia could easily put that track record up against just about any country.
Among the six men captured earlier this month was a Jamaah Islamiyah operative named Mustaqil. Western officials say Mustaqil is a high-ranking member of Jamaah Islamiyah, part of the group's governing council. A recent International Crisis Group report says he helped create a JI training camp in the southern Philippines and is a graduate of an Islamic boarding school co-founded by accused Jamaah Islamiyah spiritual leader Abu Bakr Bashir. Police Chief of Detectives General Suyitno Landung Sudiono. General Sudiono says Mustaqil and the other five are associates of two men believed to have built the bombs used in the Bali and Marriott attacks. He hopes those detained will help lead police to these men and provide more evidence for the upcoming trial of the accused cleric Abu Bakr Bashir. That trial could create problems for the Indonesian government. Many in this overwhelmingly Muslim nation are suspicious of the U.S.-led war on terror and the U.S. occupation of Iraq. And many, like these people outside a central Jakarta post office, see the trial of Abu Bakr Bashir as part of that effort. And they see the Indonesian government as bowing to U.S. pressure to put Bashir away. I don't think he's guilty, this export manager Aryo says. In our office, we don't think a good Muslim could do such horrible things. Personally, Aryo says, I believe he's being set up. I don't believe the charges against him, this man, a messenger named Adi, says. Maybe some of his supporters decided to do these things, but I don't believe he was directly involved. Police Chief of Detectives Sudiono acknowledges convincing people of Bashir's guilt won't be easy. Bambang Harimurti, editor-in-chief of the newsweekly Tempo, says the government can make its case in the court of public opinion by focusing on the damage terrorists have caused to the country.
Well, I would say that terrorism killed so many Indonesians. It crippled our economic development, so they should be put in jail. But you could also talk tough to the U.S. to give the impression that you are not doing this under the pressure of the U.S. because being seen as bowing to the pressure of the U.S. is a much more political problem than being seen as tough on terrorism.
Especially during Indonesia's presidential election. The current president, Megawati Sukarnoputri, looks likely to face her former security minister, Susilo Bambang Yudhoyono, in the final round of voting in September. While prosecutors say they are ready to bring Bashir to trial, that trial probably won't begin until after the election. But prosecutors say they're confident they can put him away. Until then, police will continue searching for other Jamaah Islamiyah operatives, including the bomb makers still at large. Michael Sullivan, NPR News, Jakarta.